Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back to my normal, incredibly fast-talking self. And we're going to dive right in with Carriker's Trivia Challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, the prize for this Trivia Challenge is a $100 gift certificate to Automotive Solutions. All right, who's the victim?
All right, we got Ernie on the line. Ernie, still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How's it going, Ernie? You having a great day?
Yeah, I'm having a great day. How about you?
I don't know if I believe you. I'm having a crazy day. Every day is great. Are you sure you're having a great day?
I'm having a great day. Wrapping work up for the afternoon here in a couple hours. I'm going to watch Dylan's younger brother, Dayton, play in a semifinal state championship game tonight. So I'm really excited about that. And I think I saw that Dylan's probably in town and going to the game as well based on some social media posts. So that'll be exciting.
All right. That'll be fun, dude. I want to see some pictures. All right. If you get a picture with Dylan, tag me on X or something.
All right. Will do. I've met his brother and I've met his parents. I saw him play 5 times last year and went to signing day, but I've never met him. So that would be cool. I'll definitely do that.
This guy sounds like a dedicated fan. This could be a challenge. All right, Carriker's Trivia Challenge. What do we got, Jake? What are the questions?
Well, a reminder, too, if Carriker wins, then caller number 3 will actually take home the prize. Obviously, if Ernie wins, he takes home the prize. So just so everybody out there knows, 402-464-5685 if Carriker wins. To look out for that, but we're going to have.
I'm sorry I bumped that other caller, the person who got disconnected early. I noticed you needed a caller, so I called in.
Hey, it's all good. We reward patience around here, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to get some game show music started because what's a game show without some nice game show music? And then we'll get 3 questions to you. Then we'll do 3 questions to characters. If we're tied, we've got a tiebreaker at the end, and we can go from there. But we'll start with this. Ernie, it is conference championship weekend, so we've got a few questions regarding that. When was the last time that Iowa State won a conference title? Was it 2020 or 1912?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one. I'm going with the Big 8 of 2012.
So it's 2020 or 1912?
Oh, I'm going to go 1912.
Do I get questions that are this easy, too?
He gets 1912.
Everybody
correct.
Knows they didn't win in 2020.
Hey, they were in the championship game in 2020. Okay. Clemson, most recent conference title, 2020 or 2022?
I would say 2022.
That is correct as well. And who has more titles, conference titles altogether, Penn State or Oregon?
I would go Penn State.
Penn State has 4, Oregon has 13. So 2 points at the end of your question. So very, very good spot.
You got to keep in mind, Penn State's only been in a conference since 94.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I gotcha.
That's been part of it.
That's when the Big Ten and numbers didn't match anymore. We went to 11 teams but stayed the Big Ten. Yeah. Now we're like the Big 89 or something.
And their little logo represented that as well. All right, Carriker, we need 2 points for you to tie 3 for the win. Arizona State's most recent conference championship, 2007 or 1996?
07.
It is 07. There's a point. SMU's most recent title, 1984. Conference title, 1984 or 2023?
I would say 84.
Well, this is on Carriker, though.
They didn't win last year. No, they didn't win last year. No, they played in the Pinstripe Bowl and got killed by Boston College. Whatever conference they were in doesn't send their champ there. I'm going to go 84.
It's actually 2023. They did win their conference championship.
They go to the Pinstripe Bowl?
might have been the tie.
I overthought that one.
Maybe they don't have that one in there. Yeah. So you need this one to tie early here. More conference titles in their history, Georgia or Texas?
Texas.
It is Texas. Texas has a lot of titles, actually 31. Georgia has 15. For those keeping score at home, too, by the way, Nebraska has 46. That's second all time to Oklahoma, who has 50.
Good old Big Eight.
Yeah. So we got to get to the tiebreaker here. Ernie, I'll just have you go above or below the number that Carriker gets here. This is tying back
to... Oh, that's right. I get the disadvantage. Yes, we got to change this tiebreaker. Go ahead.
1999, Big 12 championship game. The last time Nebraska won a conference title, they beat Texas 22-6. Nebraska finished with 275 yards on the ground. Grubb Buckhalter led Nebraska that day with how many yards?
You know, I knew the answer to every question you just said except for the actual question. I knew the score. I knew the team. I knew the rushing yards. The actual Carell Buckhalter. How many did he have? All right. Oh, man. Let's go with... These answers are always misleading, and I always overthink it, which I am doing again right now, hence the long pause. So I'm going to just blurt out a number, and we'll see what happens. I'm going to go with 110 yards.
110 yards is the number. So it comes down to this, Ernie. Do you think Carell Buckhalter had more or less than 110 yards in the 1999 Big 12 championship game?
More.
Carell Buckhalter finished with 136 yards. Ah. Ernie, you are the winner.
Congratulations, Ernie. Good job, dude.
Hey, thanks. Nice to talk to you guys. Enjoy the show. You guys have a great rest of the weekend. Enjoy
all right, you football. Too, my friend. Tell the Rylers we said hey. you think about that 99 team. You think about we're running the option. You got the quarterback. You got multiple running backs. And I was like, man, Carell Buckhalter, was a stud, though. All right. I have fallen to 4-3, which means my percentage of winning is below Sipples and shut up Sipple, man. My solo private public that Sipple does know about it, actually. We texted about it earlier this week. Competition, I am now losing.
That's all right.
I only wish Sipple would participate voluntarily. It's all involuntarily. Anyways, I digress. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was fun. Each and every week, we do Carriker's Trivia Challenge. All right, we're going to do a quick Husker Sports Roundup, then I'm going to preview. Well, I think what annoys me is I knew most of the things that were asked, except for like the one or two things I got wrong. That was kind of crazy. I even knew Arizona State, Iowa State, 1912. I even knew that one. That's why my hands went in the air if you're watching on TV. It's like, I know that. That's all right. I will accept defeat not so gracefully. That's okay. Here's our Husker Sports Roundup, and then we're going to close out the show by previewing the college football championship games this weekend. All right, shout out to Nebraska Men's Wrestling. They are the number 4 team in the country right now, undefeated. Number 1 is Penn State, Iowa, Oklahoma State, then Nebraska. All right. Actually, the Big Ten's kind of dominating the top 5. 3 of the top 5 teams belong to the Big Ten. Actually, let me take that back. 4 of the top 5, Penn State, Iowa, Nebraska, and Ohio State. Shout out to Nebraska Men's Wrestling team. They're going to be participating in the Cliff Keen Las Vegas Invitational. All right, coming up this weekend. Nebraska volleyball. They've had a heck of a season. All right. They had a 24-match winning streak at one point, of which they swept 20 of those opponents. They have a 19-1 conference record, 29-2 overall record, 18-0 at home, 10-2 away. For what it's worth, 1-0 on neutral sites. They've won, have a winning percentage of 950. And I've talked, I don't want to say nauseam, but I've talked a lot about the insane schedule that they've played. All right, they have basically beaten just about every top 10 team in the country, top 12 team in the country, with the exception of about 2. And so they play a brutal schedule. They got a ton of wins. Now, if you want to go check it out tonight, ladies and gentlemen, at the Bob Devaney Center at 4:30, you can see Miami play South Dakota State. And then at 7 o'clock, that game's at 4:30. That match is at 4:30. At 7 p.m., you can watch Nebraska take on Florida A&M in the first round of the NCAA tournament. All right. Good luck to Nebraska volleyball. They got a real chance. They've always got a chance. They made it to the national championship last year with no seniors. They got a real chance to do some big things this year. All right. As always, I feel like I can say that every year. Now let's look at Nebraska women's basketball. They're ranked, all right? And Natalie Potts, shout out to her, speedy recovery. She posted on X, her surgery is complete. The road to recovery has begun. So shout out to her and speedy recovery as well. Going to come back better than ever. I have zero doubts about that. I saw her after, oh, they played Kansas City, and I wished her that in person as well. I wanted to do it here. All right. The Associated Press top 25, Nebraska's 25th in the country. A lot of Big Ten teams represented in this top 25 for women's basketball. Michigan, Michigan State, Nebraska, Ohio State. All right, so Nebraska women's basketball is 7-1. Their last couple of games, they've won pretty handily. All right, 84-38. That was that Kansas City game. They won over Lindenwood on, let's see, Tuesday of this past week. And Big Ten play starts on Sunday as they take on PJ Flex, good buddies, the Minnesota, I almost said Golden Gophers, the Minnesota Gophers women's basketball team. So good luck to Amy Williams and everyone out there. Nebraska men's basketballs, I switch screens here, off to a 6-1 start. Women's basketball 7-1, if I forgot to mention that. The men are on a 3-game winning streak. They're 5-0 at home so far. They're getting ready to fire up, play a little bit of Big Ten play on Saturday versus Michigan State. They're going to head up to East Lansing. All right, the boys are 7-1. They have now won 17 straight home games dating back to last season as well. Connor Asesian leads Nebraska, or in the last game led Nebraska with a game-high 22 points, 8 of 10 shooting, including 6 of 8 beyond the three-point arc. He is the first Husker in the Big Ten era to hit at least 6 three-pointers in consecutive games, as well as the first in at least 20 seasons to do so. Asesian is the first Husker with multiple games with at least 6 three-pointers in a season since Kobe Webster in 2020. All right, that's been your Husker Sports Roundup. When we come back, College Football Championship Weekend, Texas, Georgia, Oregon, Penn State. Who's going to win? Do they want to win? And there's something about the Big 12, ACC, and Mountain West Conference Championship games that just don't make any sense to me. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on pristine exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save